الله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي ليس لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء، وانحصرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته وردعت عظمته العقول، والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا. ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البطحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى. وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء، وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى، وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء، ولولاه لصاخت الأرض بأهلها، واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله. وقال الإمام سيد الشهداء الحسين بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام: أنا قتيل العبره لا يذكرني مؤمن إلا استعبر صلوات. We were discussing the alaim and the signs of muhabbat and love, and one of the signs that I would like to mention tonight is al-buka'u ala al-husayn, crying over Sayyidu al-Shuhada Abi Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam. Imam Hussein himself says in his hadith that Ana Qatilul Abrah, I am the one who is killed, I am the Qatil of the tear. La yazkuruni mu'minun illa sta'bara. No mu'min will mention me, no mu'min will remember me, except that his eyes will become tearful. So this is the sign of every mu'min. Then when we recall Abi Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam, we cry upon him. And this is one of the greatest values of Islam. And our Urafa say that a person, a sinner, who is not guided through the buka ala al-Husayn, he can never be guided. Somebody who cannot be guided through Imam Husayn ibn Ali alayhi salam, he has no other way to get guided. If you remember, we already mentioned in one of the previous speeches that Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, the door which is named in the name of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam in the paradise, the door of the paradise which is named after him, is Awsa'ul Abwab, is the widest of all the doors. So the largest guidance, the largest magnitude of guidance received by the humanity is coming from Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. So we are proud for crying over the Imam al-Mazloom, and we are proud over crying and transferring this value to our generations. And this narration is narrated in Uyunu Akhbar al-Ridha that Ibn al-Shabib, one of the companions of Imam Ridha alayhi salam, says, دَخَلْتُ عَلَى رِضَى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ فِي أَوَّلِ الْيَوْمِ مِنَ الْمُحَرَّمِ. I came to see Imam Ridha alayhi salam on the first day of the month of Muharram, and Imam Ridha alayhi salam asked me, أَصَائِمٌ أَنْتَ? Are you fasting? Obviously we know that fasting is mustahab, is on the first of Muharram. And he says to the Imam, no, I'm not fasting. And Imam says, هَذَا الْيَوْمُ هُوَ الْيَوْمُ الَّذِي دَعَى فِيهِ ذَكَرِيَّ رَبَّهُ. That means the day, إِنَّ هَذَا الْيَوْمُ هُوَ الْيَوْمُ الَّذِي دَعَى فِيهِ ذَكَرِيَّ. This is the day in which Zakariya alayhi salam prayed to his Lord. Zakariya alayhi salam prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving him a son. He didn't have any children. So we find that the prayers that Zakariya did towards seeking the dua for having a son, he did it on the first of Muharram. It is mustahab in Islam to fast on the first of Muharram and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the seerat of Anbiya and A'imma alayhim salam. So we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our du'as, but he accepts our du'as. There are certain times and places where the du'as are more likely to be accepted. Alhamdulillahi alladhi yujibuni hina ad'uhu wa in kuntu bati'an hina yad'uni. So all the praise belongs to Allah who accepts my prayers, although I may be lazy when he is calling me. When Allah is calling me, I may be lazy towards Him, but all praise belongs to that Allah who answers me even though I am lazy towards Him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praise belongs to that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who provides me despite the fact that when He is seeking qarz, when He is yastaqridhuni, when He is seeking qarz and loan from me, I am not ready to give it to Him. Isn't it right? This is the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Despite the fact some of the humans are doing like this, but He still listens to us. Allah has asked, Allah is asking and borrowing from us. مَنْ ذَلَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا. Isn't it right? Allah is asking قَرْضِ حَسَنًا from all of us, interest-free loans. And He's going to pay, He pays back several times, 700 times, and for some, يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. For some people whom He wishes, He even increases more for those people for whom He wishes. Please say salawat. So, Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salam prays to Allah on the first of Muharram, and for the sake of seeking a son, and we find the angels come down. The angel come down and brings this. Allah Quran mentions that إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُبَشِّرُكَ بِغُلَامٍ إِسْمُهُ يَحْيَى لَمْ نَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ السَّمِيَّةِ. Now we find that obviously Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam, who was given to Prophet Zakariya alayhi salam, this is through a wasila. Now Prophet Zakariya also needs the wasila, and we all need wasila towards Allah. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ittaqullaha wabtahu ilayhi alwasila. Quran says, O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah, fear Allah, be God wary, and وَبْتَهُ إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَ, and seek towards Him the wasila. Obviously the wasila towards Allah is the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. So we seek the wasila. No mu'min can say, well, I don't need any wasila for my dua because I didn't do any sin. Well, prophets do not perform any sins. Why then? Why do they need the wasila? Isn't it right? The concept of wasila does not relate to our sins only. The concept of wasila is regardless of our sins. Even if we are masoom, we find in the narration that Amir al-Mu'mineen wa Imam al-Muttaqeen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam once comes to the Holy Prophet and he asks some dua from the Holy Prophet to do dua for him. Prophet did the wudu and he prayed two rakats of prayers, and Prophet is now seeking dua for Imam Ali alayhi salam. Allahumma bihaqqi aliyin, O my Lord, for the sake of Ali, fulfill his hajat. In other words, so even the Holy Prophet, for the sake of Imam Ali alayhi salam, is doing the dua bihaqqi Imam Ali alayhi salatu wa salam. Please say salawat. And he says, I swear to Allah, I didn't find anyone more muqarrab to Allah than you. More closer to Allah than you. So even the Holy Prophet is seeking the wasila of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And when Imam Ali is doing the dua, he's seeking the wasila of the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. So everyone needs wasila. Even the Ahlul Bayt are seeking the dua through the wasila of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. So no one can say that I don't need the wasila. So we all need the wasila. And now, when it comes down to wasila, so obviously, at the time of iftar, the dua that we do at the time of iftar is accepted. At the time of iftar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends the angel, and Jibreel says to Hazrat Yahya, Kaf ha ya ayn saad. Hazrat Zakariya didn't know the meaning of Kaf, Ha, Ya, Ayn, Saad. And he inquires from Jibreel, and then Jibreel starts to interpret. Well, obviously this is part of the Holy Quran, and one of the Huruf al-Muqatta'at. Now Hazrat Jibreel himself is doing the tafsir, the summarized tafsir of Kaf, Ha, Ya, Ayn, Saad in front of Zakariya, alayhi salam, that Kaf stands for Karbala. And Ha stands for the Shahadat and the Halak of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. And Ya stands for Yazid, who is the Qatil of and killer of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. And Ayn stands for the Atash of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. And Saad stands for the Sabr of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. Please say salawat. When Jibreel mentions the name of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the tears flow from come in the eyes of Hazrat Zakariya. And after the narration, we learn in the narration, after Hazrat Zakariya cries over Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, that's where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him the basharat of his son Yahya. So this is how we find in the importance of crying over Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Wow, how big it is a value in our teachings than our prophets and our imams and the deputies of the prophets, all the salihin and siddiqeen and the shuhada throughout the centuries, all of them have been without exception crying over Abi Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam. And not just that, but Ayatullah Sheikh Ja'far al-Shustari rahmatullah alayhi used to say that the masaib of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam doesn't have any af'alut tafzeel, that means superlative degree. We cannot single out, well, this musibat and trouble that Imam Hussein faced was lesser and this one of the medium level and this one was the higher level. Because he used to say, all the masaib that Imam al-Husayn faced in his life, on the day of Ashura, all of them were of the highest degree. So there is no superlative degree for the masaib, that this is higher and this is lesser. And having said that, he used to say that still the biggest musibat of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam was the atash and thirst of Abi Abdullah al-Husayn. And the dalil and evidence that Ayatollah Sheikh Jafar Shustari rahmatullah alayh furnished for his claim is that whenever Jibreel recited the Masaib of Imam Hussein in front of every single prophet of Allah throughout the history, he recited the Musibat of the Atash of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. This is the dalil that Ayatollah Sheikh Jafar Shustari has mentioned. So, Hazrat Zakaria is no different. In front of him, Jibreel mentions the Masaib of the situation of the Atash and thirst of Imam-e-Mazloom. And Hazrat Zakaria cries. And that's after that we learn he gets the Basharat for the arrival for the new son, Yahya. Lam naj'al lahu min qablu samiyya. We did not provide anyone with the same name before him, in other words. So Hazrat Yahya and Imam Hussain alayhi salam has several similarities. Some of our scholars have mentioned 8 similarities between Imam Hussain and Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam. 8 things which are similar. Both of them were born on a 6 months pregnancy, which is the minimum shar'an, minimum duration of pregnancy is 6 months. It cannot be minimum, less than that. And we have 2 personalities in our history who were confirmed to be born in 6 months of the pregnancy. One was Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam, and the second was Imam al-Mazloom, Imam Sayyidul Shuhada alayhi salam. Please say salawat. So some of the narrations say that Hazrat Zakaria asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to... When he learned about the musibat of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, the son of the Holy Prophet, he prayed to Allah to give him a son so that he also becomes shaheed and Hazrat Zakaria can feel the pain of Rasulullah. What happens to Rasulullah when you lose your son and your son becomes shaheed? What pain you go through? When he prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like that, Allah gave him the son. So Hazrat Yahya is similar to Imam Hussain in 8 attributes. Both of them were killed by the Tahut, isn't it right? Both of them's head were presented in front of the Tahut. So we find that Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam, Imam Hussain used to recall him a lot. We have in the history narrated, this narration is narrated from Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. He says, that at on various occasions, we learned from the narration, various occasions during the travel towards Iraq, Imam Hussain alayhi salam was recalling Hazrat Yahya, and he said that inna min hawani dunya, it is from the lowliness of dunya, anna ra'sa Yahya ibn Zakariya uhdiya ila baghiyyin min baghaya bani Israel. That the head of Yahya, son of Zakaria, was presented in front of one of the bad character women of Bani Israel. Imam Hussain used to remember him throughout his travel. And that's exactly what happened in the time of Hazrat Zakaria. After Hazrat Zakaria alayhi salam, in the time of Hazrat Yahya, the Tahut ruler of those days, he didn't have children. So he wanted to marry with another wife, another woman, and his wife, who is now an elderly woman, she had a daughter with someone else earlier. So she presented her own daughter to her husband. So she didn't want to the whole empire to go to someone else. So she is now presenting her own daughter. Obviously. This is not allowed in Islam, for it's daughter of your wife after your marriage is in the hukum of your own daughter. That's not allowed to marry. It's haramul abad. It's permanently haram in Islam to marry your own daughter. So the king asked Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam, and he said the same thing, that is haram. But now the wife, what she did is that she asked her daughter to go in front of the king without the clothes, so that you can entice the king to marry you. And now that the king approaches her, she says, my mehr is very high. You need to bring the head of Yahya for me. And this is how we find that Yahya alayhi salam was slaughtered And then his head was presented in front of this bad character woman. So we find that this is the value of this dunya. This is the value of this dunya. This is among the lowliness. This is enough for a person to understand that this dunya is the lowliest of the things. And that's what in Arabic when we use the word ad-dunya, it means the lowliest thing. Please say salawat. So, Imam Rida alayhi salam says to Ibn Shabib that من صام هذا اليوم ثم دعا إلى الله استجاب له كما استجاب لزكريا عليه السلام. Whoever fasts on this day, that means the first of Muharram, and prays to Allah, Allah accepts his dua the way he accepted for Zakariya alayhi salam. And then Imam Rida alayhi salam says that إن ابن شبيب إن المحرم هو الشهر الذي كان أهل الجاهلية فيما مضى يحرمون فيه الظلم والقتال لحرمته. The people of Jahiliyat, in the time of Jahiliyat, they used to consider fighting in the month of Muharram as haram because of the hurmat and dignity of that month. That means even the people on the time of Jahiliyat used to give respect to that month. We have 4 months in Islam which have, you know, in which qital, that means fighting, is considered to be haram. We don't fight in those 4 months, and Muharram is one of those four. So, but these people did not, this ummah, this people, these ashqiya, did not hold neither the respect of the month nor the respect of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Imam Rida alayhi salam says, Yabda Shabib, in kunta baqiyan li shay'in, fab لحسين ابن علي ابن أبي طالب فإنه ذبح كما يذبح الكبش. If you want to cry for something, cry for Hussein ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, because he was slaughtered the way a sheep is slaughtered. وقتل معه من أهل بيته ثمانية عشر رجلا ما لهم في الأرض شبيهون. And along with him, 18 people of his Ahl al-Bayt were killed who had no example, no parallel on earth. 18 of the Ahl al-Bayt alayhim as-salam were killed along with him. Imam Hussein alayhi salam is the one who deserves to be cried upon. If we cry on Imam Hussein, well, we are making ourselves similar to every creature in the universe. So lots of ibadat, we are all performing the ibadat, isn't it right? So but not every creature is performing every ibadat. Every creature is doing the ibadat of Allah for sure, because Quran says, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُصَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ. There is nothing except that performs the, you know, glorifies the praise of its Lord. So we learn in the light of the verse that every single existence is doing the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my teacher used to say that every existence is musabbih, doing the tasbih, and hamid, doing the hamd and praise of Allah, and abid, doing the worship of Allah, and zakir, doing the zikr of Allah. So all existences in the universe and are musabbih, and hamid, and abid, and zakir. Without exception. But not every worship is common between all the creatures. Like we are fasting, but the fishes are not fasting. Isn't it right? The birds are not fasting. The animals are not fasting. So fasting is an ibadat, but it's not common among all the existences. But we find al-buka'u alal Hussein, crying over Imam Hussein, that we are discussing tonight, is that worship in Islam in which we are partner with every existence in the universe, because all the existences without exception cried over Imam Mazloom Sayyidul Shuhada alayhi salam. Except that the crying of everything is al-buka'u kulli shay'in bihasabihi. Crying of everything is in accordance with that thing. The crying of stones was, every stone that was picked up, there was blood underneath that stone. That was the crying of the stone. Crying of the winds was because the blackish and the reddish winds were blowing after Ashura. This is the crying of the winds. And the redness over the sky was the crying of the sky. Isn't it right? So everything cried in its own way in accordance to its existence. But as a matter of fact, everything cried. So we are making ourselves in sync with all the prophets of God and all their deputies and all the imams and all the malaika and angels and all the existences. And the hadith says that لَقَدْ نَزَلَ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ أَرْبَعَةُ آلَافِ. Imam Rida alayhi salam says to Ibn Shabib, certainly 4,000 angels descended down to earth. So what happened in the history is that 4,000 angels wanted to go to help Imam Hussein alayhi salam in Ashura. They seek permission, they went down, Allah gave them the permission. By the time they arrived, Imam Hussein became shaheed already. So now these 4,000 angels, you know, le nasrihi, they came for the help of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. But by the time they arrived, Imam Hussein was already killed. So they are staying at the haram. فَيَكُونُونَ عِنْدَ قَبْرِهِ حَتَّى إِلَىٰ أَنْ يَقُومَ الْقَائِمِ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. So these 4,000 will stay at the qabr of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, according to the hadith, until Imam Al-Qaim alayhi salam uprises. And some of our urufa who visit the qabr of Abi Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam in Karbala, they hear the voices of these 4,000 angels crying. I already said to you, everything cries. Even the walls cry, even the ceiling cries, even the birds cry. We don't hear it. But those who don't have the hijabat and the curtains on their qalb, on their soul, they see a lot and they hear a lot. And our urafa hear the voices of even the angels crying at the haram of Abi Abdullah al-Hussein. According to most authentic traditions, those people who participate in the majlis of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, 100%, it's 100% confirmed information, they are sitting over the wings of the angels. Because the angels arrive on the majlis and they spread the wings under the feet of the participants in the majlis of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And not just that, but we learn in the light of the hadith that when these angels return back to the heaven, angels of the heaven ask them, we smell a special scent from you. Where were you been? Where have you been? And they reply back, we went to the earth and we participated in the majlis of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And we spread under our wings under the feet of the participants. And this scent is coming because of that. And now the angels of the heaven say, okay, let us also go down to the earth so we can also spread our wings under the feet of the participants in the majlis of Imam Hussein. So we also end up having this scent. But these angels say, no need to go there because the majlis has already ended. And the narration says, the angels of the heaven still, despite the fact the majlis has ended, they still go to the earth and they still spread their wings on that place, on those spots where the participants were sitting, and they end up having the same scent coming from them as well. Please say salawat. Crying on Imam Hussein alayhi salam is a value. Our scholars, we have angels coming down and standing next to our urafa, again see these things as with their eyes, they witness these things. The angels of Allah standing and collecting the tears. The tears which are shed on Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam has no value. Because Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has mentioned, for every ibadat we learn in the light of the hadith, for every ibadat Allah has fixed a value. The ibadat for which there is no value fixed yet, no value fixed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the tear. Tear has no value fixed yet. So these valuable tears are collected by the angels, and then they gather and they put it into where? Into the fountain inside paradise, which is called Hayawan. That's another very interesting discussion in Islam. Isn't it right? To talk about all the fountains of paradise. How many fountains we have inside the paradise? Isn't it right? And why? And who deserves to drink from which fountain? And why? Why not everybody is allowed to drink from every fountain? It's a very interesting discussion, but that's not the subject of my speech. So, there's a fountain inside paradise which is called Hayawan. Not Hayawan. Hayawan, which in Arabic means pure life. Hayawan, the life. This fountain belongs to Abi Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam. And all the tears which are shed by the mu'mineen are collected by these angels. And when our arif, an arif person participates in a majlis, he sees these angels standing next to every participant and collecting the tears. The orafas see the angels. And they all gather and drop the tears into the fountain of Hayawan. And Ayatollah Sheikh Jafar Shustari Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say that the tear is salty, saltish in taste. But the taste of the fountain of Hayawan is sweet. And the more tears are added gradually, the sweeter it is becoming. So, this fountain is specific to those people who have been shedding tears on Imam-e-Mazloom Sayyidu Shuhada alayhi salam. This is the fountain of Hayawan. Peace salawat. So these people, these angels will continue to be on the grave of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. 4,000 angels who reside there. And they are crying, and when Imam Sahib al-Zaman appears, they will be part of his team. Yakununa, they will be with the Imam, and they shi'aruhum ya la saratil Husayn. Imam Ridha alayhi salam's hadith says their slogan is that we want to take the revenge for Husayn alayhi salam. In other words, ya la saratil Husayn. That's the shi'ar and slogan of these angels. Now this should be the slogan of every Shia. We are supposed to raise our kids in a way that they are supporters of the walayat of Ahlul Bayt, and they are prepared to give talaq to this dunya, and they are prepared to support the imam of our time, and they are prepared to participate in the revenge taking which is going to happen through Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam against the enemies of Imam Mazloom Sayyidul Shuhada and all the enemies of Islam. So we find that the revenge will be taken, and we find that the first person to return back after the zuhur of Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam and his government, you know, the first Imam to return back, we believe in Raj'at in our Shia Isna'ashari belief system. We believe in Raj'at, that means returning back of our Masumeen alayhi salam. In the ziyarat of Imam Hussain we say, wa bi iyabikum muqin. That means I have yaqeen about your iyab, means you're returning back. So I have yaqeen about you Ahlul Bayt returning back. This part of our belief system, we say it constantly in our ziyarat, anna raj'atakum haqqun, and your raj'at is haqq. So we believe that our masumeen will return back, and all the worst of the enemies of Allah will be resurrected, and there will be revenge taking place. And we find the first person among the masumeen to return back is what we learn in the ayat of Holy Quran, Yawma tarjufu rajifa tatba'uha radifa. This verse of Holy Quran is in the tafsir. Our scholars have mentioned that the rajifa stands for Imam Mazloom Sayyidul Shuhada, Imam Husayn alayhi salatu wasalam. He's the Rajifa. He's the one who is going to return back first. Tatba'uha Radifa. And the Radifa stands for Amir al-Mu'mineen wa Imam al-Muttaqeen, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, who is going to return back after Imam Hussain alayhi salam. So, the revenge is going to be taken by our Imam. And Imam Ridha alayhi salam then says to Ibn Shabib, Ibn Shabib, in bakayta ala al-Husayn, hatta, we are talking about buka. إن بكيت على الحسين حتى تسيل دموعك على خديك. If you cry over Imam Hussein alayhi salam and your tears flow over your cheeks, غفر الله لك كل ذنب أذنبت كثيرا كان أو صغيرا كثيرا كان أو قليلا. Allah forgives every sin that you have performed, whether it is big or small, whether it is more or less. In other words, this is the, obviously I already mentioned to you that every ibadat has condition. It has to be, you need to have the ma'rifat of the imam. If we cry with the ma'rifat of imam of our time, it is confirmed that crying over the imam mazloom along with his ma'rifat earns us the paradise. There is no question about that. But crying with the ma'rifat. So if the crying is there with the ma'rifat and the tears are flowing after the ma'rifat, the tears are flowing over the cheek, Allah forgives all the sins. That's confirmed. Whether it's a big sin or a small sin, whether it's more or it's less. Yabna Shabib, in sarraka an talqa Allah azza wa jal, wa la zamba alayk, fazzur al Husayn alayhi salam. Oh, the son of Shabib, if it pleases you to meet Allah in a situation that you have no sin, that means sinless. We are totally cleaned and pure and purified without any sin, just like the day when we were born from the wombs of our mothers. In other words, just sinless, then go for the ziyarat of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. This is the value of Imam Hussain alayhi salam and the value of his ziyarat. Even some of the narrations inform us, we learn in the light of some narrations that the ghubar and dust from the feet of the zaireen of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, if this dust from the feet of the zaireen of Imam Hussain alayhi salam settles over the body of other people, those other people cannot enter into the hell. Can you imagine how much important is the ziyarat of Imam Hussain? Especially the ziyarat that we do on the Thursday night. Thursday night is makhsus for Imam Hussain alayhi salam ziyarat. And there's a huge, unimaginably huge sawab for doing the ziyarat on the Thursday night. Please say salawat. يا ابن الشبيب إن سرك أن تسكن الغرف المبنية في الجنة مع النبي فلعن قتلة الحسين. Oh son of Shabib, if you love to reside in the rooms constructed in paradise close to the Prophet, then send your la'nat on the killers of Hussein alayhi salam. So this is what has been taught by our Imam. يَبْنَ الشَّبِيبِ إِنْ سَرَّكَ أَنْ يَكُونَ لَكَ مِنَ الثَّوَابِ مِثْلَ مَا لِمَنُ اسْتُشْهِدَ مَعَ الْحُسَيْنِ. If it pleases you to get the sawab, that is for the one who became shaheed with Imam Hussain alayhi salam, that means his ashab. Those people, his ashab who were killed along with him in the battle of Karbala. If you want to get the same sawab, then whenever we remember Imam Hussain alayhi salam, we should say, Ya laytani kuntu ma'akum fa'afuza ma'akum. I wish I was with you so I can succeed with you. Isn't it right? If you make the sincere niyat and intention, I wish I was with you sincerely, that if you had gotten the chance, you would definitely go and leave this dunya aside. Then we definitely get the sawab of the same martyrs of Karbala. It's confirmed we get the same sawab. If our intention is purely towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are sincere in our intention. So this is how we find that just like in the time of Imam Ali alayhi salam, if you remember, this person says to Mawla Amir Mumin that my brother didn't discover about the Battle of Siffin. Isn't it right? After the Battle of Siffin ended. And he, when I told him, he wished that I knew earlier, so I would have joined and supported Imam Ali alayhi salam against Muawiyah. And Imam Ali alayhi salam asked him about the niyat. He said, yes, my brother had the niyat that he would have gone. Imam Ali replied back that he was with us. And also we learn in the light of the hadith that not only he, but every person born till the day of judgment who had this intention, those children who are in the lineages of the fathers and the wombs of the mothers, if they have the intention, they are all with Amir al-Mumineen alayhi salam.
This is the kind of beautiful religion that we believe in. If you have the pure niyat, we are counted to be one of those who did these sacrifices.
So, buka alal Hussein is something that earns us the paradise. And Imam Hussein himself, the hadith which I recited in the beginning of my speech, ana qatilul abra, I am the qatil of tear.
La yazkuruni mu'minun illa sta'bara.
No mu'min will recall me except that his eyes become tearful. Imam Hussein himself cried. And he himself cried a lot. He has been made to cry. So much pain and suffering was caused by the enemies that Imam Hussein cried so much. And some of the times on the day of Ashura, Imam Mazloom cried with a loud voice.
With a loud voice.
And tonight I would like to mention one of those incidents where my Maula cried with a loud voice. And one of those events where he cried with a loud voice was related to Ali Akbar alayhi salam.
That's where my Maula cried with a loud voice.
And again, you know, Imam Shaytullah Shaykh Jafar Shustri said that Imam Hussein performed every single mustahab of Islam, even on the day of Ashura. He did not leave the mustahabat either. So we find Imam Hussein is taking a lead over the rest. Some of the scholars say that the first member of Ahlul Bayt to be sent for jihad was Ali Akbar. So Imam Hussein is taking sabqat and lead over the rest of Ahlul Bayt in sending his son for the jihad ahead.
Isn't it right? So we find Ali Akbar is sent ahead of the rest. Amama of Rasulullah is placed over the head of Ali Akbar.
Ali Akbar has the lahja of Rasulullah. Imam Hussein has Hajjaj ibn Masruq al-Sha'bi, his muazzin in the caravan. But the day of Ashura, he was not asked to say the azan. Instead, Ali Akbar is asked to say the azan. Ali Akbar says the azan with the lahja in the tone of Rasulullah. And now we find when Imam Mazloom is sending Ali Akbar, Sayyid ibn Taus says, Mawla says, Allahumma shahad ala ha'ula al-qawm. Oh my Lord, be a witness on these people. Faqad baraza ilayhim ghulamun ashbahun nas khalqan wa khulqan wa mantiqan bi rasulik. Certainly, that young man is going towards them who is the most resembling person among the people towards your messenger in terms of his appearance, in terms of his morality, in terms of his speech and talk. وَكُنَّا إِذَا إِشْتَقْنَا إِلَىٰ زِيَارَةِ نَبِيَّكَ نَذَرْنَا إِلَيْهِ. And whenever we were keen and eager to do the ziyarat of your Prophet, we used to look at Ali Akbar. Look at him. So, mere maula Ali Akbar ko dekh ke Rasulullah ki ziyarat kar liya karte the. Kyunki Ali Akbar shabih-e-rasool hai. Ali Akbar ko rawana kiya ja raha hai. Ali Akbar shabih-e-rasool rawana ho rahe hai. Na jaane Hussain ke dil pe kya guzri. Baazir ulama ne nakal kiya ki Ali Akbar ko ye hidayat ki gayi ki jab tak ho sake to mur ke dekhte rehna. Ali Akbar rawana hue to ab jo ahat mehsoos ki, ab jo mudke dekha to zareef baap bete ke piche aa raha hai. Are abhi to ruksat hue hai Ali Akbar, magar Ali Akbar bhi kaise samjhe ki mere maula pe kya takleef guzri, kyunki Ali Akbar ka koi farzand Ali Akbar jaisa to nahi hai. Are jab tak kisi ka farzand Ali Akbar jaisa na ہو وہ کیسے سمجھے کہ میرے مولا کے دل پہ کیا گزری. روایت میں ہے کہ علی اکبر روانہ ہوئے اور مولا نے عمر بن سعد کے اوپر لعنت بھی بھیجی, بددعا بھی دی, فرمایا قطع اللہ رحمک کما قطعت رحمی, خدا تیری نسل کو قطع کرے جیسے تو نے میری نسل کو قطع کیا. علی اکبر روانہ ہوئے, آپ نے جہاد کیا, چوئی دے کے بعد شدت پیاس ہے, واپس آتے ہیں بابا کے حضور میں, حل الا شربت من الماء سبیل, ارے تھوڑا سا پانی مل سکتا ہے.
مگر مولا کہاں سے پانی دے, مولا کے پاس تو پانی نہیں ہے. روایت میں ہے کہ اب جب میرے مولا نے اپنی زبان دکھائی, علی اکبر کہتے ہیں بابا آپ کی زبان تو میری زبان سے زیادہ خشک ہے. امام حسین کی زبان علی اکبر کی زبان سے زیادہ خشک ہے. مولا نے تسلی دی, ان قریب رسول اللہ گویا آب کوثر سے سیراب کریں گے. علی اکبر نے مولا کے کان میں کچھ کہا اور روایت ہے کہ فبکا بکا ان آلین, مولا نے بلند آواز سے گریا کیا, بلند آواز سے گریا کیا. اب بہن نے پوچھا تو بہن سے کہتے ہیں کہ دستور یہ ہے کہ باپ بیٹے سے وصیت کرتا ہے, مگر آج بیٹے نے باپ سے وصیت کی, آج بیٹے نے باپ سے وصیت کی. مولا نے ایک مرتبہ فرمایا, چنانچہ علی اکبر روانہ ہوئے, مولا نے تسلی دی, روانہ ہوئے. علی اکبر آتے ہیں, جہاد کیا, مقتل میں پہنچے, جہاد کیا. اب جو زمین کربلا پہ گرتے ہیں, زمین کربلا پہ گرتے ہیں تو یہ واحد شہید ہے عزاداروں جن کے لیے نقل کیا گیا شہزادی زینب اپنے آپ کو امام حسین سے پہلے علی اکبر کے پاس پہنچایا. کیا شان ہے شہزادی کی, شاید جانتی تھی, شاید اس وجہ سے کہ شہزادی جانتی تھی کہ میرے مولا کو کتنی محبت ہے علی اکبر سے. واحد شخصیت ہے جن کے پاس شہزادی پہلے پہنچی مولا کے پہنچنے سے پہلے. اور اب جو مولا پہنچتے ہیں, روایت میں ہے, روایت میں ہے کہ پہلے مولا کو, مولا تسلی دے رہے تھے نا علی اکبر کو کہ رسول اللہ سیراب کریں گے, اب علی اکبر تسلی دے رہے ہیں بابا کو, ہارا جدی رسول اللہ, یہ میرے نانا رسول اللہ ہے, یقراؤ کا سلام, آپ کو سلام کہہ رہے ہیں. اور پیغمبر نے کیا کہا, اجل القدوم علینا, جلدی ہمارے پاس آئیے. اب علی اکبر تسلی دے رہے ہیں بابا کو. چنانچہ ہر شہید کے پاس پہنچے نا پیغمبر اکرم, ہر شہید کے پاس آئے ہیں. چنانچہ روایت میں ہے کہ اب علی اکبر کے سینے میں برچی کی انی ہے اور باپ کیسے برداشت کرے. اب چنانچہ میرے مولا برچی کی انی کو نکالنا چاہتے ہیں, میرا جی چاہتا ہے میں جناب ابراہیم, جناب ابراہیم سے عرض کروں کہ آپ بے شک عظیم ہیں, جب آپ اسماعیل کو ذبح کرنے گئے تھے آپ کی آنکھوں پہ پٹی بندھی ہوئی تھی ذبح کرتے وقت, ذرا تشریف لائے میدان کربلا میں دیکھے, جب میرے مولا علی اکبر کے سینے سے برچی کی انی نکال رہے ہیں, مولا کی آنکھوں پہ پٹی بندھی ہوئی نہیں ہے, مولا کی عظمت و شجاعت, بچے کے سینے سے برچی نکالی, یہاں علی اکبر کی روح پرواز کر گئی. روایت میں ہے فوضع خده على خده, مولا نے اپنے گال کو علی اکبر کے گال پہ رکھا. ارے کسی کا بیٹا تو ہو علی اکبر جیسا, پھر وہ سمجھ سکتا ہے. مولا نے اپنے گال کو علی اکبر کے گال پہ رکھا اور فرمایا على الدنيا بعدك العفا, ارے تیرے بعد دنیا پہ خاک ہو.
الا لعنت اللہ علی القوم الظالمین وسیعلم الذین ظلموا ایام انقلب ینقلبون.